Mary looked into the mirror and thought, well, maybe there is something wrong. They've been telling me for days, but I didn't believe them. And now, I think I know what they mean. Look at that. How am I going to get rid of that? And when will it stop growing? Well, she leaned back a little bit and started to cock her head back and forth to see which way it was twisting and turning, which way it was protruding, and she discovered that it was coming out to the front and off to the right just a little bit. Now she needed a pair of pliers. Was she going to pull it out, or was she going to just try to straighten it out? Well, let's find out. Well, she backed up a few feet and turned to the right and took three more steps to the dresser, and she looked in the first drawer. Nothing there. She went to the second drawer down. Nothing there. Then she decided to go all the way down to the bottom drawer. And she opened it up. Gee, this is heavy, she said. And she pulled it open, and look at that. A whole set of tools. A whole toolkit. A whole toolkit there, waiting just for me, she said. Oh, boy. And she fumbled around and twisted and turned and grabbed this and lifted that and pulled that around over there like that. And she grabbed onto the pair of pliers with both hands, and she lifted it up. Gee, they were heavy. They were about maybe 2.5 feet long. And she lifted them up and just lodged it right on that big object that was on the front of her face. And she started to squeeze it tighter and tighter and tighter. Then she yelled out a big holler, and she bent her arms back toward her face. And then she just shot them away from her face while she was holding on tight. And well, she missed. She was going to have to do it again. But she didn't have the guts. She couldn't do it. So she decided to call Teddy. Well, he was across the street. Teddy, she said, Teddy, would you come over here and pull this big nodule off my face? He said, what? That thing? Oh, no, I'm not going to touch that. She was really upset. Would you please do it? I've got the pliers. No, he said, I can't do that. I can't do that stuff. That just spooks and gives me the willies. So she thought, okay, well, what I'll do, I'll call Tamara. Tamara never really liked her very much, but Tamara decided to come over. And she just coincidentally knocked at the door at the same time she started to call her, and her phone rang, her little cell phone that she had, and rang right at her front door. And she said, hello. She said, would you come over and pull this big nodule off my face? She said, I've been wanting to do that for years, she said. So she just reached right up and knocked on the door, and she said, you're here already? She said, yes, I've here, been here the whole time. Well, come on right in. So she walked in. And then she spotted her. She had to put her hand up over her face a little bit, just kind of block the view somewhat. That nodule, that big object on her face, was starting to bother her. I mean, it actually had multicolors.
Ew.
So she was really concerned about that.
That's
was it going to pull off? Was it going to stretch? Was it going to pop? Was it going to flicker? Was it going to, what was it going to do? Who knew what was it going to do? She could imagine only the unimaginable. She said, here, take the pliers. She said, for what? I want you to pull this off. Pull it off? Yeah. Well, I can't pull it off. I'll saw it off, but I won't pull it off. Why? Because it might pull off and come right onto me, then I might have it. No, it won't. How do you know? Well, I had another one pulled off my back about a week ago, and it didn't hurt that person. Well, who was that? Well, he doesn't live here anymore. He had to move. Okay, well, in any case. So she grabbed them. Pliers, and she just started to hook it up onto that big nodule thing there. And
what the heck was it, like a giant zip?
And she started to pull and tug and pull and tug, and she was yelping and screaming and stuff, but she wouldn't stop pulling. She said, okay, stop, stop. And she just didn't stop. She kept pulling and pulling. She stretched it out about 3-4 inches and kept pulling and pulling and pulling, and all of a sudden, with one big snap, it went snap. Oh, she said, look, you didn't get all of it. There's still some right here. So she had to go back in with those pliers and latch onto that smaller piece that was still clinging to her cheek. She reached right in and pulled on and squeezed it tight and just pulled back and stretched it out another 4 or 5 inches and snap, right out. Whew, wow. She said, that was a tough one. Here, get some Band-Aids or something and put it on that thing and hide it for a couple days. So she did. She put the Band-Aids right on her face until she was fully covered. I mean, she had about 3 or 4 Band-Aids on her face. And she had to stay like that for about 3 or 4 days. And it was spooky for some kids when they saw her. Say, look at this, look at her, look, look, look. And she walked right by like nothing was wrong. But everybody said in their voices like this. He said, look, look at that, look at that. And she walked right by. She walked into the classroom, and the teacher stood up and kind of gave her a second look. Whoa, whoa, hey, what happened to you?
Oh, I had a nodule pulled off my face.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. Nobody can explain it. It was just there. It grew and grew and grew and grew and grew until they pulled it off.
But I think I'll be okay, she said. And so that's... Teacher told her to go sit in the back seat for a while and just kind of relax. She said she'd have to study most of her stuff at home because she probably wouldn't be asking her questions during class just so nobody would turn around and look at her. And she thanked her for that and said, oh, thank you, teacher. Thanks for not letting anybody look at me right now. And she went to the back of the room and sat there, and she kind of put her hand on her face where the Band-Aids were, and she could feel it throbbing. And it was throbbing to a beat. She didn't know what beat it was. It went like boom, boda boom, boom, boda boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boda boom, like that. And it kept going like that. But it ended up being where she just got tired and put her head down on the desk. And she just started to hallucinate, or actually fall asleep, excuse me. She fell asleep right there. She was snoring and stuff, but the teacher didn't bother waking her. She didn't want her to put her head up and look out toward the class and everybody look at her, and she didn't want any flack. So she just said, okay, just relax, class. She's just snoring. Don't worry about it. She'll be okay. She'll wake up as soon as the bell rings. So keep studying, everyone. Keep studying. Well, of course, it did bother him, and they saw a little leakage coming out of the Band-Aid area.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Grandpa.
But Grandpa. They stopped looking at her.
That's
and they actually started to separate from her, maybe three or four desks around. They just cleared the area and let her lay there and snore and fall asleep. And that's what she did. She slept there all afternoon. They didn't even bother waking her up till the end of the school day. Oh, it was a long day for her, but she eventually woke up and went home. And within 3 or 4 weeks, she was back to normal. In fact, nobody even knew she had a nodule on her face anymore. And she was real happy. She thanked Tamara for pulling it off. And Tamara said, I've got the bag for you if you want it.
Ew.
She said, no, no, that's okay. You can have it. She said, well, what am I going to do with it? She said, go ahead.
Put it on your face.
Put it in the little treasure chest or something like that and keep it. She said, no, no, no. And Tamara said, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. She said, well, think of something. I'm sure you'll think of something what to do with it. So she left, and Tamara took the little bag with her and took it home.
So it's in the lake, and it turns away. So
she walked out into the sunset, and she was happy as a lark. Band-Aids were off. She looked a beautiful complexion now, and she just kept on walking into the sunset. In fact, she kept walking so far, so long, that it pretty soon got dark, and she was wandering in the night for about 2 to 6 hours until she had to call her parents on her cell phone and ask her to come pick her up at some, like, 134th and Lewis Ave, something like that. No, they eventually picked her up and brought her home. And she was happy for the rest of the night and the weeks to come. She was so happy. Everybody was happy for her. They pat her on the back, and they were all happy.